Kitchen. Greg in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Radar Online reporting that Taylor Swift demanded to sit down face-to-face with Harry Styles so she could ask him point-blank, did you cheat on me or not? I guess we'll see how that conversation went this weekend. Both Taylor and Harry are scheduled to be in Cannes for an awards show. It will be interesting to see if they go as a couple.
Number four.
Did Jennifer Lopez go creeping back to her ex? The New York Post is reporting Jennifer was staying at the London Hotel in New York City, found out Mark Anthony was over at the Mark, so she put on a leopard print mini dress, some thigh-high stilettos, and went to pay a visit to her baby's daddy. Over 2.5 hours later, Mark sneaked out the back of the hotel, got on his tour bus, and drove off. Jennifer left right out the front door, looking a little smirky, some might say.
Number three.
A DJ in Charlotte, North Carolina, says she was working out at the gym at the Ritz-Carlton when Justin Bieber and two other guys came in. She says she asked Justin for a picture. He said no. But then they proceeded to make fun of her for counting out loud during her workout. She claims one of them even spit some blue Gatorade in her water bottle. But she's hoping to make the most of this humiliation by selling that bottle on eBay.
Number two.
Two Justin Bieber stories in one showbiz top five? Yes. When he's hooking up with a 22-year-old nursing student named Mimi Jensen while he's still with Selena Gomez. At least that's what Mimi says. She says she spent the night with Justin and Lil Twist, smoking weed, eating McDonald's. She said that Justin took her into the bedroom and kissed her all over her body, but not on the lips.
Number one.
A few months ago, we all heard about the fight between Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey during the American Idol auditions. So was that what we saw play out last night after it had been sanitized and edited in the production room? After this one girl auditioned, Mariah, Randy, and Keith Urban all telling her, you should do country music, and apparently that got on Nicki's last nerve. She didn't like that. And so when Randy and Mariah teamed up on her, she stormed off the set. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.